morning, church family. Hope all of you are watching this. Miss you all today. I'm sorry we're not getting together. This is a weird couple of weeks for us as a church family, and for a lot of church families around the country and around the world. I wanted to just spend a lot of time together in Romans this week as we're apart, and so as you see in the email, I put together a reading schedule for Romans each day, and I wanted to do a few sermon summaries of previous sermons that we've had in Romans. I wanted to go to chapter 5 for the first one. So chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we have this finally statement, or therefore, having been justified by faith. So Paul is concluding the argument of justification by faith to bring it to a head of what are some implications for us. And one of the main and beautiful implications that we have of being justified by faith and faith alone, being declared righteous in Christ, is that we have peace with God Almighty. Before salvation, we are relationally separated from Him. We are enemies, aliens, far off, born in our sin, headed in the wrong direction, but Jesus Christ comes along, and when faith is placed into Him as our Lord and Savior, this justification takes place by faith, and now we are given peace and union with God Almighty. This is really an incredible change for us, and of course has incredible implications for us in our lives, not only now here on earth, but of course eternally. This peace with God comes through our Lord Jesus Christ, as you see in the next line in your text. So this happens solely based upon who Jesus is. It's not in and of ourselves. There's nothing in us to save ourselves. Salvation is completely in Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is our Savior and He is our Lord. And it says, through whom also, or through Christ, we have obtained our introduction, or our access into something. He brings us into this grace in which we stand, that we now stand in God's daily enabling and strengthening and comforting grace, and that we are standing in it, that we are safe. And you can kind of picture a large forest fire or something, and somebody out in the middle of a massive lake, standing on an island surrounded by this huge lake, safe from the fire. And that is what God's grace does to us. As we stand in it and we are in Christ and He is in us by His Spirit, we are surrounded by God's grace of comfort and strength and enablement to do God's will. So it says this, we exalt in hope of the glory of God. So we as believers, those who have been justified by faith, this ought to be our attitude, that we glory in one thing, in our hope found in the glory of God. We have great joy in it. And this hope, once again, as we've talked about many times, it's a confident expectation of what God will do. It's not hoping that God will do something one day, but rather we have hope. Hope in the fact that He will do something one day. And this is the glorious salvation that we have in God. And one day we will be glorified alongside of Christ with new bodies, no longer in sin, no longer suffering from pain and sickness and sorrow. So we continue on through this text. And we have 2 more minutes, so I want to open up the next passage and just keep going on in the next couple verses. So just give me 1 second as I open that up. So a good response to this grace in which we stand and hope that we have in Christ is being able to go through trials the right way. So verse 3, it says, and not only this, but we also exalt in tribulations. So no matter what tribulations we face here on earth, we are able to go through them, knowing that this tribulation brings about perseverance and ability to continue through it. And perseverance proves our character, brings about proving character, shows proof of who we are, that we are justified by faith, and we are new creatures in Christ. And this proven character provides in us more hope, confident expectation of what God will do, that he is going to complete that which he has begun in us. And in closing, he says, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So we have this pouring out of God's love, the sealing of our salvation, this down payment of our salvation, and the love expressed to us, not only by Christ dying on the cross, but by also the Spirit indwelling inside of us as believers. And this is what we have hope in, and that hope surely does not disappoint. So brothers and sisters, as you continue reading Romans, be reminded of the wonderful truths of Romans, but also the wonderful implications of those truths. As we continue to learn more about God together, we'll continue to learn better how to live our lives, that we persevere through trials and tribulation, through all these things. Why? Because we can go through trials, and trials are actually bringing about good things inside of us, perseverance, improving character, and hope. And we can persevere through these trials knowing that we have peace with God. How? By faith in Jesus and Jesus alone, as we are justified by faith. Hope this made sense. I'm not feeling the greatest, but I hope this is a blessing to you all, and hope you're having a wonderful Sunday.